Laura Digan was born on the 13th of December, 1987, the same day as St. Lucy, in the hospital of Padua, to Paolo Digan and Paola Franceschetto. She was baptized by the parish priest Don Rino on Sunday, the 7th February, 1988. Laura was described as a child who loved music, parties, dancing, playing games, and was often naughty most times. She was a child who just loved life so much. Even during her early days, she had a firm prayer life, always having prayed before each hospitalization or checkup. Now, she was diagnosed with a disease, a terrible face tumor which disfigured her face when she was just 2 years of age, in February of 1990. Laura's grandmother, Assunta, immediately writes to Pope John Paul II asking him for a prayer and a blessing for her little girl. They then received several messages from the Vatican together with chaplets of the Holy Rosary. Laura had also sent letters and drawings to the Pope with offerings for the poorest children. We know from certain sources that the Holy Father was very moved by listening to her story. It was 25 days before Laura died that the Pope had said, "There will be apostles among the children." In 1993, the little girl underwent a bone marrow transplant. The family and the baby entrusted themselves to Padre Pio, who Laura had a devotion to. Even during the night, when she couldn't sleep, she listened to the cassettes of the Holy Rosary with the voice of Padre Pio. Little Laura would even carry an image of the saint with her to the hospital. However, the transplant surgery went smoothly, and Laura was able to attend kindergarten, catechism, and elementary school with good profit. Laura was a clever little girl. Even though she attended classes for less than 3 months, she was able to read and write very well. One of her classmates says, "Laura came a few times to school, but when she did, she was quick to write. She was very nice and kind. Laura was always happy because she got good grades." Now, Laura made her first Holy Communion on the 6th of July, 1994, the feast of St. Maria Goretti. She had wanted to receive Jesus so much, and also having seen her deteriorate in health, her mother sought permission from the parish priest to have little Laura make her first communion at the age of 6. From that very day of her first communion, she desired to receive Jesus every single day. Even when her illness prevented her from getting out of bed, her parish priest would bring Jesus to her every evening. Now, there was a place that little Laura had asked to visit before her condition worsened. It was Medjugorje. In 1994, Laura and her mother Paola went twice, and there they met the visionary vicar. A few days after Laura had ascended to heaven, vicar had telephoned the family saying that Laura was an angel of heaven. It is not the first time that the child had this incredible vision, but this had been happening since the 18th of July, 1994. Her family were at a friend's house to pray the Holy Rosary together, when suddenly, little Laura raised her eyes to heaven and exclaimed, "I see an angel." She described it as being small like her brother Marco, blonde like her cousin Gabriel, all curly, dressed in white, and with transparent wings. Since then, her mother had often heard her talking to this little angel, and when asked about what they were saying, she replied, "You talk to your angel, I talk to mine." The day of the first big test arrives, the surgical operation for the removal of the tumor. It is precisely on this occasion that unfailing and punctual Virgin Mary comes forward. She who will manifest herself on her journey as a true heavenly mother, always present next to her beloved daughter. There are countless times in which this very strong bond between Laura and the mother of Jesus will still manifest itself. And it is above all in moments of particular pain that Our Lady will never miss her love and help. Now, one evening on August 1st, 1994, Laura had been lying in bed for days now due to severe pain. When suddenly, the family members, convinced that she was asleep, hear her singing loudly upstairs. Immediately, they rush to her bedside, not understanding how it is possible that the child wants to sing, given her poor health conditions. When they enter the room, they find Laura as if in ecstasy, while she sings the hymn to Our Lady of Częstochowa, always repeating, "Let me live close to you." The child is so enraptured by this mystical love that she, only after a long time, notices the presence of her family. She then asks to be left alone. Now, this wasn't the only night that her mother had heard her having these mysterious conversations to Our Lady, because on the night between the 9th and the 10th of September, her mother heard her clearly say in a faint voice, "Yes, yes, okay, I get it." Her mom, Paola, amazed, asked her daughter who she was talking to, and with great naturalness, the little girl explains that baby Jesus and Our Lady sat on her bed and caressed her forehead because she was in so much pain. She also told the mother that it was a secret what they had been talking about, and she couldn't tell. She only mentioned that the baby Jesus was 5 to 6 years old, and that the Madonna was in a long grey dress. Now, on the evening of August 6, 1994, the day of the Transfiguration, Laura receives the sacrament of confirmation. Shortly after, she loses her sight. But despite this, she never complains, showing great strength and bravery. She once held a little brother close to her, and even without being able to see him, she caressed him and said, "You are beautiful." One night, little Laura cried and mentioned of how she was in so much pain. Even though she wasn't able to see, and the room being dark, she saw beams of colored lights very strong, which made her suffer so much. After the pain had gone, little Laura had mentioned that it must have been the eyes of Jesus, as there was above her bed and hanging on the wall, a picture of merciful Jesus. The beams of light that made her suffer so much were the same as those that sprung from our Lord's Sacred Heart. Now, before her flight to heaven, she asked to receive Jesus as early as 4 in the morning as her condition had worsened, as she breathed with difficulty. Her parish priest arrived and brought her Jesus for the last time, and also administered the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Her mother also placed an image of Padre Pio on her throat, asking him to help her little girl. And later, Laura's soul flew to heaven on the 11th of September, 1994, at 1:50 p.m., leaving behind a memory that will never be forgotten. Laura Digan, pray for us.